Dr. Hoffman here. This Intelligent Medicine podcast is brought to you by Super Beets. Beets are a nutritional gold mine, full of antioxidants and nutrients, but they're a mess to prepare. So just mix Super Beets with 4 ounces of water and boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure. Get the Dr. Hoffman special offer at intelligentbeets.com. That's intelligentbeets.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We have a couple of callers left over from last hour from Omaha, Nebraska, and La Crosse, Wisconsin. Our program is 2 hours, and for those of you listening via WOR in New York, joining us at 1 p.m., there's actually 2 hours of this program, so make sure that you check out our website at drhoffman.com. There's a link there where you can listen live to the program in its entirety, and on Monday we put up a podcast of the program so you can catch that missing hour if you haven't already heard it. All right, 888-302-3684 is our number, and lots happened this week in the field of natural medicine. Big story. Natural medicine in the crosshairs in the person of none other than Dr. Mehmet Oz, who is the emperor of integrative medicine. He's on TV every day, and he provides us with insights about natural care and conventional medicine as well. But I was walking down the street the other day, and I glanced at the newsstand, and my eyes alighted on a copy of the Daily News with a lurid headline and a picture of Dr. Oz front and center. Headline, Sack the Quack. And I paused and I looked at it and I said, oh boy, another negative story about Mehmet Oz. And what's it about? There's a group of concerned physicians, 10 physicians, who wrote to the president of Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, asking for the removal of Dr. Oz from the faculty of Columbia, where he serves as a professor of surgery, saying that he is an irresponsible purveyor of wrong information about health, that he has conflicts of interest, that he self-inures because he's promoting products that ultimately he profits from, and so on and so on. You know the drill. And indeed, you know, Dr. Oz, and he's an old friend and acquaintance of mine, he has crossed the line. There's no question that because of maybe being too far out in front of the charge about products and with lurid promotions like the Belly Blasters series during Sweeps Week, he promotes supplements for weight loss that, frankly, you know, we have a real hard time explaining to our patients that these are not incredible weight loss panaceas, that they're, you know, that it sounds better on TV, but the reality of it is that the studies sometimes are lacking in substantiation. An example of which was the debacle of green coffee bean extract promotion. There was a study that was quoted there which said that people lost remarkable amounts of weight using a green coffee bean extract. And ultimately, the study had to be retracted. The study actually didn't prove correctly performed. They outsourced it to some researchers in India whose honesty and veracity was maybe questionable. And the Federal Trade Commission hit him up with a complaint saying that the scientists who ultimately signed off on it never reviewed the raw data. And there were discrepancies in the raw data, and ultimately they had to save their scientific reputation by recanting, by pulling the study, which is unusual in science because, you know, usually science, when something is published, it stays there. But, you know, if it's challenged and it's bogus, it gets pulled up. So anyway, see, he's been involved in some dubious promotions. And, you know, even when I Googled Mehmet Oz today in preparation for the program, I look him up, and I get a pop-up on my computer that says, Ellen and Dr. Oz discover a $5 solution to a wrinkle-free face, taking Hollywood by storm. And, you know, that kind of association has certainly detracted from his reputation. But it turns out, I got to provide a little balance on this, because Dr. Oz gets a lot of important information out there and has made a lot of people aware of the benefits of natural medicine, about safe food, environmental concerns, healthy diets. And he's also a proponent of supplements, which a view which we share here. And a little bit about his chief detractor, who was a guy named Henry I. Miller. No, not the author Henry Miller, Tropic of Cancer, Tropic of Capricorn. He's another guy who is a former FDA official. He's the guy who is the lead author of the letter that asks for the firing of Mehmet Oz. He's a former FDA official who presided over the approval of genetically modified organisms. He's a big fan of GMOs. He's very much pro-vaccine. He is at the Hoover Institute, which is a conservative think tank. And he's also former director of the American Council on Science and Health, the ACSH, which is an organization that's actually been criticized because of industry ties. And in an article in Mother Jones recently, a couple of years ago, leaked documents reveal the secret finances of a pro-industry science group, which defends fracking and the presence of things like bisphenol A and atrazine, and has tried to block taxes and banning of diet sodas. And, you know, wherever it comes up that there's an environmental concern or concern about GMOs, concern about vaccines, that organization pops up and says, no, we're the scientists, and it's perfectly fine. Nothing to worry about here. He's also author of this guy, Henry Miller, the chief critic of Dr. Oz. He's author of a book called The Frankenfood Myth, How Protests and Politics Threaten the Biotech Revolution. He's also written that herbal supplements are a ticking time bomb. He wrote a recent editorial this year. Herbal supplements are a ticking time bomb. And he quotes the fallacious Attorney General report saying that according to DNA testing, which we're going to talk about this week, we're going to do a podcast on the subject of the Attorney General of New York accusing supplement manufacturers of putting nothing in the capsules, that their methods were at the very least suspect and really not the basis for complaining that supplements are poorly made or adulterated. Listen for that podcast because we're going to put it up on Tuesday. This is a guy who's an avowed foe of natural medicine. And so it's not, you know, he's got an agenda. He's got some conflicts of interest himself. And so it's the pot calling the kettle black. And stay tuned because Dr. Oz this week is going to push back against his detractors. I think it's going to be a ratings boost for him. He says, in his defense, he says, I provide a forum for diverse opinions about medical controversies. And merely because I feature people who are against genetically modified organisms, GMOs, doesn't mean that we have to ban them. It just means he's for labeling, at the very least, of genetically modified organisms, with which perfectly reasonable position, which I agree with. And he's just fired back with a reply to CNN that 5 of 10 of the signers of the letter calling for his firing themselves have unsavory industry ties and conflicts of interest. So get ready for a battle royal as Dr. Oz pushes back. And look, there's no way Columbia is going to fire him because he is an eminent surgeon who's come up with brilliant innovations in the field of surgery. He owns multiple patents for breakthrough techniques in cardiovascular surgery. And it's a, according to Columbia, it's a freedom of expression issue. It's, you know, academic freedom. You have the ability to speak on subjects freely if you are a professor. And just because you're enunciating views that some people don't agree with doesn't provide a basis for you to be fired from your position. But nonetheless, Dr. Oz and Broden controversy, and we'll see how it develops this week. It should be interesting. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. We'll take your phone calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Beets are a nutrition goldmine rich in antioxidants, polyphenols, electrolytes, and dietary nitrates, which can help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Call 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeets.com, 800-738-2198, or intelligentbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. And we've got Chuck, who's from Omaha, Nebraska. He's been waiting a long time since last hour. And as a result, we're going to give him a free premium gift, the Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray Sample Pack with 1, 2.5, and 4 ounce spritzers, convenient sizes for your travel and daily needs. Thanks for waiting, Chuck. You got biting insects out there in Omaha?
Some. not many, though.
Not that many. Well, the snow hasn't quite, well, it's dissipating, but you had a rough winter, so pretty soon they'll be out, they'll be biting you, and you'll be happily spraying your Cedarside all over your body. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Doc.
Yeah. What's your question?
Listen, I have a 29-year-old white female. She's a friend of mine. She's having trouble getting to sleep at night.
Yeah.
She has trouble concentrating, and she starts maybe one or two tasks and never finishes them.
Yeah.
And her complaint is her mind is wandering all the time. And
right.
I believe last week you talked about that, and you gave someone a suggestion about some medication. And I couldn't write it down fast enough.
Okay. Well, maybe after I tell you, your concentration time will improve and you'll be able to write things down really, really fast. It's a little complicated because you described this as a 29-year-old female who's got sleep problems. She has concentration problems, and these are very closely linked. In fact, recently I spoke at a conference where they were examining the connection between sleep disorders and attention deficit disorder in children. And this is a big missed opportunity because a lot of kids have ADD, and basically they give them speed so they can focus and concentrate. But what they really should be doing is they should be taking a look at how they sleep. And we tend to think of sleep apnea as an adult problem, but it can occur in kids. And it can even occur in relatively young, 29-year-old women. Because you have these pauses in breathing, this tends to create alarm signals in the brain which awaken you. And while you might spend the requisite number of hours in bed you know, 8 year hour, and you hit the bed and you're there, you know, at 10 o'clock and you wake up at 6 o'clock. Okay, these 8 hours of sleep. No, you're actually, your sleep efficiency is reduced. You may only be getting about 4 hours of efficient sleep. So sleep studies are in order in people who complain of sleep problems and concentration difficulties, because there's nothing that saps the concentration like sleep deficits. And there may be something else going on with her. A patient come into the Hoffman Center with that type of problem, we would check for blood sugar, because ups and downs of blood sugar can interfere with sleep, can also make you feel kind of brain dead, you know, like you can't focus because you're not getting glucose to your brain if you're hypoglycemic. So these are some of the considerations. And who knows what else is going on with her. If you've got, might have iron deficiency. That's real common in young women. That interferes with sleep. It's actually been associated with insomnia, and it definitely decreases focus. So, you know, male ADD and female ADD, slightly different, because women are more likely to have iron deficiency because they menstruate. So anyway, let's take the symptomatic, the news you can use view of this. What can you take to help focus and concentration? Well, number one on my list is something called theanine, which is an ingredient in tea, any kind of tea, black tea as well. The Brits drink tea in the afternoon to relax, but also to help with focus. And the reason is tea's got caffeine, but so does coffee, so why drink tea? Coffee doesn't have theanine, and theanine has been shown to increase the production of alpha waves in the brain, which are associated with calm focus, which is what you want. You don't want agitated focus, because that's like you're scattered, you're all over the place. You want calm focus, like when you fly a plane or when you do a radio show, for that matter. So that's useful. Theanine is available as a supplement. You can also consider Bacopa. Bacopa is also something that helps with focus. But, you know, I like to take the approach of not like, oh, you know, here's the problem and here, take this pill. Let's find out if there's an underlying cause of the problem. And let's address it. That's a better approach. Thanks for calling, and enjoy your sample of Cedarside. Let's talk to, I guess it's David, who's calling from La Crosse, Wisconsin, waiting a long time. What's the question?
Yes. Yes, real quick, Dr. Hoffman. I've had a pacemaker since 2004. They just changed it April 13th, but a year ago, a year ago, they changed my medications to amiodarone and diltiazem.
Right.
And, of course, they do lab tests. I think it's for the amiodarone.
That's a very toxic medication, so they have to do lab tests frequently to make sure it's not affecting you.
Okay. How can that affect you?
Well, it can affect you in a multiplicity of ways. It can even cause a graying of the skin. It can affect the liver, the kidneys. It's an antiarrhythmic agent, but it's something that can have toxic effects. I mean, it's difficult to intervene in a case that I'm not familiar with, but things that help atrial fibrillation, fish oil can be helpful. Magnesium, especially magnesium taurate, which taurine also has a regulatory effect on heart rhythm. And there's an herb called Crataegus, but I'd be careful about taking that in combination with other medications. You need to make sure there's no possible interaction. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us, and we've got more questions coming up. 888-302-3684 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Intelligent Medicine is brought to you in part by Cedarside, 100% organic pest control. Safe for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. According to the American Heart Association, Americans aged 40 and over don't produce enough nitric oxide. They produce just 50% of the levels they did at age 20. Nitrates convert to nitric oxide in the body, and that's the secret to the action of super beets. Beets, a lot of people don't find them tasty, but you can get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of super beets with no beet taste. Both college and pro football teams and even Olympic athletes are using super beets legally to boost their performance. Studies support its ability to promote circulation and endurance. So you can get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order of super beets, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, a book that I reviewed with the author here during one of our podcasts on Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Nathan Bryant. And you get free shipping on your entire order. I think you'll love the results that you're going to feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or you get your money back. It's that simple. It's a no-risk offer, and it lets you try this life-changing nutrition breakthrough today. So call 800-738-2198 or click intelligentbeets.com for the special offer for my listeners. Try it for yourself with a special offer at intelligentbeets.com or give them a call at 800-738-2198. Again, that's 800-738-2198. Now the story about a nutrient that we don't tend to associate with osteoporosis, but according to a new study, it may be very important, B12. Low B12 blood levels may increase fractures in senior men. Men, too, get osteoporosis. When they get a fracture, it's even worse. Men who get osteoporotic fractures have a much higher risk of death than women, because they tend to get it later, but they tend to be more debilitated when you get the fractures. So, I had a fracture of the hip. A lot of you kind of lived through that situation with me about 7-8 years ago, and it was devastating. But I was 53 years old and had a lot of recovery potential. When a man is 80 and fractures his hip, there's about a 50% mortality rate. So preventing hip fractures is very important for men. What they found is that the bottom quarter of men with the lowest vitamin B12 levels at the beginning of the study had a 70% greater risk of fracture compared to the other study participants. And in the spinal region in particular, the risk factor increase was 120%. So this has to do with methylation and how methylation can affect many things, affects your brain, may affect your blood vessels, but it also may affect your bone. And the preferable forms of vitamin B12, you can absorb a lot of vitamin B12 orally. As long as you get 500 to 1,000 micrograms per day, it'll get absorbed. For the vast majority of people, you don't necessarily need shots. But the preferable forms are hydroxycobalamin or methylcobalamin. Cyanocobalamin, a little less. I mean, it's in most supplements, but it's an inferior form of vitamin B12. All right, let's talk now to, okay, let's go with Joan, who's in West Orange, New Jersey. How you doing?
How are you doing, Doctor?
Good, thanks.
I'm currently under the care of a periodontist, but I seem to be getting frequent cavities, and I do have reflux disease. I was wondering if that could be causing them.
Well, certainly your reflux disease means that, acidic food contents may reflux up into the back of your throat and may actually mix with your saliva and create a perfect environment for bacteria to thrive, undigested food. So, dealing with the reflux would be important. That could be part of it. But, here's another element to it. When you have reflux and you take acid-blocking medications for a long period of time, you're actually going to block the absorption of critical nutrients that are essential for your bones and teeth. So it behooves you to try natural methods to get off the acid. You're on an acid blocker, presumably, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to be.
Okay, fine. So at this point, it's just a possible theoretical contribution to this. But, okay, so what are important things for periodontal disease, which in your case, it turns out the biggest reason for tooth loss eclipsing cavities is now periodontal disease. So why is that? We have better treatment for most people have better dental care and better dental hygiene, put a little fluoride on people's teeth. But periodontal disease is still very prevalent, and it has to do with poor diet, and it's a source of inflammation. So anti-inflammatory nutrients are helpful for that. But specifically, vitamin C, sailors who developed scurvy in the 1700s, the first symptom of that was their gums would bleed and their teeth would become loose. So vitamin C, maintaining healthy levels of vitamin C is very important for gums. Most people don't have scurvy, but you may have subclinical periodontal disease as a sign of suboptimal vitamin C deficiency, not true scurvy. Coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol is also helpful for the gums. And, of course, what helps to protect the teeth from cavities is xylitol, which is a product called Spry. They're actually one of our sponsors here on Intelligent Medicine. They make clear nasal spray, spelled X-L-E-A-R. And they also make the Spry Dental Defense System, which consists of lozenges and gums and mouthwashes and toothpaste that contain xylitol, which protects the teeth from cavities and also helps protect the gums from infection. So those are some things that you ought to contemplate. And don't forget vitamin D. Vitamin D has actually been shown to play a role in periodontal disease. So getting adequate levels of vitamin D. People with very low vitamin D, they often have bad defense against mouth bacteria, as well as bad defense against overall invaders in their bodies. So optimizing your vitamin D could actually make a difference in your mouth.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
All right. Thank you for calling. This item is an interesting item because gratitude is a quality that we all need to cultivate, right? And, we tend to think of gratitude as unselfish, altruistic, recognizing and giving thanks for the positive aspects of life. But actually, being grateful may be one of the most selfish things you could do in a good way, because it may inure to your benefit. Research involving 186 men and women who had been diagnosed with heart failure found that individuals who exemplified gratitude and spiritual well-being, I don't care how often you go to church, synagogue, mosque, temple, you could go through the motions of being religious, but without gratitude, you aren't truly spiritual. Gratitude is, in my opinion of many others, the highest spiritual attribute. And it doesn't come necessarily from mindless repetition of religious rituals. It comes from a spiritual orientation. The authors of the study found that patients who kept gratitude journals showed reductions in circulating levels of several important inflammatory biomarkers, as well as an increase in heart rate variability, which is a good thing, while they wrote. Improved heart rate variability is considered a measure of reduced cardiac risk. So in sum, the researchers conclude it seems that a more grateful heart is indeed a more healthy heart. And if you want to get into plug into vitamin G, gratitude, start journaling, and start writing about what you're grateful for instead of carping about all the things that you're missing in life. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. This is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. A big article this week that attracted a lot of attention. I wrote it for our Intelligent Medicine newsletter. 13 tests your doctor's not likely to offer, but you should ask for anyway. Like over 2,500 hits on Facebook, and it's on our website at drhoffman.com. Also, a couple of great podcasts on natural treatment for cancer. One with Mitch Gaynor, we talked about his new book, who is an oncologist here in New York, and also Dr. Lise Alschuler, naturopathic oncologist. Everything you wanted to know about integrative treatment for cancer, you'll find the podcast at drhoffman.com. All right, let's talk now to Diane. You've been waiting a while. How you doing?
Wow, thank you. Okay, I'm like 69, okay, first of all.
Yeah. 5'9"?
Six.
Oh, 6'9". Okay, got it.
Uh-oh. Okay, and I used to walk for miles, miles, until I used this gym equipment and I messed up my knee. Now, the thing of it is, this is the thing. I went to three different osteopathic surgeons, and one said I popped cartilage off, and the other one said, the thing of it is, and one offered me a knee replacement, although it would be done by a student. I see that they have this thing where they use a sonogram and they shoot in hyaluronic acid, you know, synovial fluid. And I was wondering, since, and they all said it wouldn't do anything, but, you know, this is killing me. It's ruining my life. I'm hardly moving.
You want to know what to do. In short, you want to know what to do.
Okay. Basically, wait. I want to know. I want to try this. I already did physical therapy. I want to try this, but I'm a little nervous because.
Try what? The hyaluronic acid? You want to try the hyaluronic acid?
All these guys advertise, and it's kind of scary when, you know, when you advertise, you wonder if they're
okay.
On the level.
So let me comment on this. All right, so you've got to, by the way, this is, you know, I talked earlier in the first hour about exercise and how, you know, exercise is beneficial, but sometimes overzealous exercise gets people in trouble, and perhaps you're a victim of that. So, you know, we need a happy medium here. There are benefits to exercise, but sometimes you throw yourself at it. Maybe, you know, you can have a setback like this. But, you know, you have to do kind of a graded approach to knee problems. So first of all, you know, you could start and I don't think this is going to help you, but you know, for the minor knee problems, may respond to natural things like niacinamide and curcumin and fish oil and glucosamine with chondroitin. And I know that you're past that point, but I'm just stating it for the program's sake. You know, next, you can consider an injection of a lubricating fluid like hyaluronic acid. That may be, you know, HA injections are helpful for some people. But, you know, if you actually have severe cartilage damage, you may need knee repair. You may need knee surgery. Now, first step is possibly arthroscopic surgery. We don't have to talk about knee replacement yet. I'm not sure why we're talking knee replacement. I'm also not sure whether, say, well, a student's going to do it. I thought that, you know, that's like how it happens if you go to, like, a welfare clinic for dentistry. You might get a like student dentists fixing your teeth rather than actual experienced dentists. I don't know how that works. But anyway, that would be like the end of the line. There's also an intermediate type of procedure, stem cell injections, which some people are getting good results with. But that science is early on. And I would suggest you get it at a major hospital because I think that's where they're probably doing it in a more sophisticated way. I'm sorry, you know, there's not like a quick fix for this. But you shouldn't be worried about hyaluronic acid injections because I think at worst it's not going to backfire. At worst, they're not going to work, and it'll set you back in terms of time and money. But at least it's one step along the way to ascertain whether you respond to them. And, you know, by the way, physical therapy, a very good way to heal from minor injuries to the knee. And going through the right patiently through physical therapy for a few months might be a good alternative for you. All right, this item, I promised to talk about this, and I'm going to share this with you. Sugar. Why do we crave it so? Well, it turns out a very interesting experiment was done. Sophisticated experiment measuring cortisol and looking at functional MRIs of the brain. Another reason why people might crave sugar. It turns out that drinking beverages sweetened with sugar suppress cortisol. That's a stress hormone. And they also suppress the brain's stress responses. So, it, in effect, it's a beautiful natural tranquilizer, right? Sounds, yeah, you know, suppress your excess cortisol with sugar. So we should all be drinking tons of sugary beverages, right? Well, they say here that while sugar offered short-term benefits by reducing stress responses, it probably has long-term damaging effects because while sugar may be beneficial in the short run, overall it may be harmful to the metabolic response. And indeed it is, and can put you on a sugar roller coaster. The authors write, although it may be tempting to suppress feelings of stress, a normal reaction to stress is important to good health. And research has linked abnormal reactions to stress to poor mental and physical health. So sugar, you know, short-term fix, long-term problem in terms of dealing with stress. All right, let's talk now to Deborah. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question, and maybe you're not a dermatologist, so I'm not sure I'm calling the right person here. But I was diagnosed with melanoma back last June, stage one. And it
stage
was
one is good because it was just very superficial on the surface of your skin, not deep.
Right. Well, they took a lot out of my arm,
they do.
I will say
they do,
that.
They do tend to do that because they want a wide margin where they make sure it hasn't spread.
And then in November, they found another one, and again, stage one.
Right.
I'm in my mid-60s, and I'm wondering, is there anything, obviously, the sun, although I do enjoy being
right.
Outside.
Well, here's the paradox. You know, first of all, melanoma is it's a little different than other skin cancers. There's actually some evidence with other skin cancers that EGCG from green tea may have a protective effect, particularly squamous cell cancer. So I recommend that for people who want to prevent squamous cell cancer. But that's the less deadly kind. Melanoma, it's unclear whether it responds to EGCG. But one thing that it does respond to, paradoxically, is vitamin D. So they tell you, as soon as you get a diagnosis of melanoma, absolutely stay out of the sun, slather yourself with sunscreen, cover yourself with protective clothing, don't go outside. But that will result for a lot of people in low levels of vitamin D. It's been shown that the prognosis of melanoma is worse if your vitamin D levels are low. So you shouldn't be standing in the sun. But the melanoma that you got, you know, it was from sun exposure 20 or 30 years ago. So you could get a little bit. The best way for you to get your vitamin D is through oral supplementation. So you should check your vitamin D levels, make sure that they exceed 50 or 60, and supplement accordingly, because that's probably the single best protective nutrient. We don't know a lot about nutrition in melanoma, but, you know, it's reasonable to provide you with nutrients that normally help to support immunity, like zinc and selenium. Consider something like a mushroom extract. Mushrooms have been shown to support immunity. The product that we use is called Empower, which contains AHCC. It's a concentrate of fungal extract that helps boost your body's natural killer cell response. The natural killer cells hunt down cancer cells and destroy them, so it behooves you to get that revved up. And there actually is a relationship between nutrition and melanoma. It's not clear whether once you have melanoma, you can reverse it with diet, but certainly poor diet, lots of polyunsaturated fats and lots of sugar can increase your risk of melanoma. It's not just about the sun, but, you know, once you have it, it's not clear that the clean diet is going to make it go away. So far, so good. It's stage one. We just want to prevent this from coming back. All right, let's talk to Barbara. Barbara's also in New Jersey. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling in regard to my daughter who had a ski accident back in March and suffered what the doctor called a tibia plateau fracture. And it was, he operated about 3 weeks ago. And so
you want to know about supplements for healing bone,
please,
right?
Please.
Okay, so the number one supplement that I would recommend. I mean, certainly we could talk about all the things that help bone healing. We talk about calcium and magnesium, and you know, there's a nice combination of these nutrients in a product that I make called OsteoSupport. So you certainly need those. You also need adequate vitamin D for proper healing. So again, I would check her vitamin D levels. And actually, you know, I spoke to a woman in the gym the other day who was complaining that she had a stress fracture and. So I said, you know, get your vitamin D checked because a stress fracture, you know, you run a lot, but, you know, she didn't fall particularly hard. She checked her vitamin D and was extremely low. And I told her, yeah, you know, stress fractures are more common when you have inadequate vitamin D. And vitamin D certainly accelerates healing when it comes to fractures. So make sure that your daughter has adequate levels of vitamin D. Check her level and supplement to, again, target would be 50 or 60. A specific product that helps with bone healing is something called Ostinol. It's not that well known, but it contains bone morphogenic protein, which is a healing factor for bones. And I recommend it for people who are recovering from fractures. Ostinol. And you know, there's products that we mentioned, some of the obscure products with weird names like Ostinol. You can find them if you plug them into our search box at drhoffman.com. Well, thanks very much for joining us. DrHoffman.com has lots of additional resources. This is just the tip of the iceberg of intelligent medicine. You can check out podcasts and articles at DrHoffman.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Little Hoffman.